Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Right now, I'm just trying to find my stuff. Where did it go? Is it there? Pull it up. Let's look. No, that's not it. Well, let's do this. We're going to do a little fact-checking real quick. You see, President Biden got out there and he said, you know, when we did the assault weapon ban, when I was a senator, this was during the Clinton era. This was during the ban that they brought about, where they referred to the personal defense weapon, or as other people in the industry want to call it, the modern sporting rifle. He said that this brought down mass killings. And that's wrong on a whole bunch of different levels. A whole bunch of different levels. So, let's discuss on what levels that is wrong. First of all, everything at the time was grandfathered. So nothing came off of the streets. The primary, the primary part of these weapons was that they had these cosmetic problems. So the first thing that happened was none were taken off the street, and the second thing that happened was that the manufacturers themselves started working with what they had to work with, and go from there. Now that's what we got in place number one, and this is not even me. I'm not even getting, you know, that's the most obvious thing there. But his claim was, we can ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in this country once again. I got that done when I was a senator. It passed. It was law for the longest time, and it brought down the mass killings. We should do it again. So let's do a little truth talking, shall we? A 2004 Department of Justice-funded study from the University of Pennsylvania Center of Criminology concluded the ban cannot be credited with a decrease in violence carried out with firearms. So, unfortunately, El Presidente, you know, that's false. Your premise, just to begin with, is false. Then, just because we're moving on here, you know, what we got, the report was titled An Updated Assessment of the Federal Assault Weapons Ban, Impacts on Gun Markets, Gun Violence, 1994 to 2003. The report stated, we cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence. And indeed, there's been no discernible reduction in the lethality and the injuriousness of gun violence, based on indicators like the percentage of gun crimes resulting in death or the share of gunfire incidents resulting in injury. The summary of the report on the study's findings states, the ban's impact on gun violence is likely to be small at best, and perhaps too small for reliable measurement. AWs, because they're using the terminology too, were used in no more than 8% of gun crimes even before the ban. So the president, he gets a false for that one. He gets a false for that one. It didn't bring down anything. And it's not going to bring down anything. The current assault weapons ban that they have in place in the Senate, for example, also grandfathers everything in. And this is the thing about guns. Guns are durable goods. Now, I'm sure that the other part they're trying to do is the universal background checks, which is a gun registry. That's all that is. So, I'm sure the long way of thinking is that they would probably get to go back later and ban those guns later. Ban them and then confiscate them, because we'll know where they are. The other thing he wants to do is some other stuff, but I mean, coming out there and saying this kind of stuff, it ignores so many things about what happened. You know, there's a lot of similarities between this guy and the shooter in Parkland. There were a lot of, I mean, the guy in Aurora, Colorado, this guy was giving off red flags all over the place. And here's the best part of this, for the gun grabbers out there that are out there saying we need this, we need that. In Colorado, you've got it all. You've got universal background checks. You have got red flag orders. And in Boulder, they tried to ban assault weapons. I know that right now everybody's saying, well, if that ban had been left in place, it probably would not have happened. Well, that would be okay if this guy lived in Boulder and it was up in orbit and he couldn't get to anywhere else, except he could go anywhere else in the state and legally buy a gun. So, there's a lot of things as you begin to unpack it. And I'm completely ignoring all the racists, all the racial undertones that they threw to it. I mean, you know, the guy looks Caucasian, so we're going to presume he was Caucasian and call him a white guy. So, anyway. The other thing is that this guy passed a background check. So the universal background check did nothing. His family knew that he had mental health issues. Everybody that knew him, all of his friends knew that he had a little bit of trouble here and there being able to discern what was going on. And still, red flag orders were not issued on this particular individual. And thus is the conundrum of gun control. Gun control only works on the law-abiding. It doesn't work on the mentally ill, and it doesn't work on the criminal. Very simple setup. There's a few realities that go along with this, and we're going to talk about that in the coming segments, but I mean, this idea that there is here's the honest to God truth about stopping this kind of a killer. You can't stop this kind of a killer. And when I'm saying you can't stop this kind of a killer, I mean the kind of killer that wants to kill as many people as he can. Not how he does it, and how he does it is immaterial. And Nice, France, when they ran over and killed 80 people with a truck, this guy was a very motivated killer, and he got it done fast. And once again, a disarmed population. Just watch the truck coming. So, you can't stop this kind of thing. The only thing you can do is make a move to mitigate it. And I have heard, I saw somewhere that maybe there was one concealed carrier there. I'm not sure. We know there was one police officer there. I've seen video of regular people inside the door, and I didn't hear any gunshots going off. But this guy was allowed to operate in that store for about 35 minutes unchecked. And that's why some of this really bad stuff, the numbers we got were so bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too.
Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, the Seluce line, the militia line, Reformation, Providence. Goodness gracious, I don't know where to begin or where to stop. franklinarmory.com. Okay, for all of you that think gun control is going to solve everything, let me explain to you the realities about gun control and mentally ill, the mentally ill, that gun control advocates seem to ignore. The first reality is that the best that any gun control law can do is force buyers into a black market. Guns are not going away. They're not going to vanish. You can't snap your finger like you're in the Marvel universe and make them turn to dust. I understand the worthy goal. If laws against gun trafficking are not enforced, however, which is what the left is doing right now, prohibited persons, including the severely mentally ill, will still be able to purchase firearms. The second reality is that gun laws do not exist in isolation. They are completely dependent upon the enforcement of other laws and the proper functioning of the legal and the mental health systems. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about mental health and how this impacts background checks. Now, where I still don't know everything I need to know currently about, or everything I want to know currently about this shooter. I don't know what his motive was. Although my presumption is he did pass the background check, which is also a thing. That seems to be a thing. Most of these guys are able to pass them because the mentally ill don't wear like a Lucky Astrology mood watch that shows the right color when you're mentally ill. But when this shooting happened, and I want you to think about this, we're not talking about drug deals gone bad. We're not talking about crime. We're not talking about gang warfare. We're talking about somebody going in and shooting a bunch of strangers. This is a mentally ill individual. This is a mentally shooting people as he's coming in. He's shooting people in the drive in the parking lot. This is a mentally ill person with a long history of mental illness, possibly undiagnosed, and had multiple contacts with the police, which we also know now that the FBI had him on their radar because of some of his associations. Now, without hearing it, I'm going to predict he has already passed the background check. That was easy to predict because we've seen it happen over and over again. Expanding background checks into private sales will not help when the severely mentally ill can pass a background check. Here's the problem. The mental health system, as it should be in the United States, doesn't exist. We stigmatize mentally ill people. This all happens at two levels. The first level is field mental health. In most states, police are responsible for sending in people who are acting out and appear to be unable to care for themselves or are a danger to themselves or others to mental health facilities. In California, who has red flag orders or gun violence restraining orders, whatever they call them, they already had code 5150 where they could pick you up and lock you up if you were deemed to be a issue, a danger to yourself or to others, which is what should be done, not taking guns away from people because guns aren't dangerous, people are dangerous. Cops, however, struggle with this responsibility because they're not experts in the mental health field. So, in the wake of the mass shootings, we learned that police were called because of this bizarre threatening behavior. And the law enforcement officers did not commit these people for some sort of an evaluation. Sort of like Parkland. In the case of the Gifford shooter, this happened over 20 times. Yet he was not sent in for evaluation even once. And every one of those incidents where they failed to take him in and get him evaluated, he or she is a missed opportunity. The second level is the actual mental health care system. And when these severely and potentially dangerously mentally ill people are sent in for evaluation against their will, they have to actually get some help and be reported to the background check system. This is why this should be in place and pushed. But this does not happen in the vast majority of the time due to a lack of resources. So, if we're going to actually reduce these incidents of mass murder by the severely mentally ill, that has to change. Now, currently, in order for somebody to be denied their rights, they must be committed against their will for at least 2 weeks. And that was chosen for a reason. In most states, this is the point at which doctors must go to a court and get an order to continue holding a person against their will. In court, the person can present a defense, and to deprive someone of their rights without due process violates the Fifth Amendment. Now, getting inpatient treatment might actually help the person and reduce the danger to the public if and when they are released. Now, here's some things that we need to be doing. We need to make sure that every state has emergency commitment laws on the books, which I hazard to guess they probably do. Send mental health professionals into the field to evaluate people that are acting out and may be dangerous. You can take some police officers and train them to do this. And make them up with a mental health official, a mental health professional. I imagine LEO would welcome the change. Fund mental health care so people can get the help they need or are cared for in a secured facility if they remain dangerous. You can aggressively enforce the laws against firearms trafficking and straw purchasing. And finally, let the mental health officials, give them the power to, with somebody that is really struggling with this, to petition the court to find that their patient is too mentally ill to retain their firearms rights. Yeah. But this would have to be done, as it's done, with respect to the patient's Fifth Amendment due process rights. You have to, you know, abide by everything that you can. Give them the fair, you know, give them the fairest benefit of their rights. But there would also have to be a process in which the patient could petition the courts for restoration of their gun rights, because such a firearm's disability cannot be permanent, and it does have to have a mechanism in place to revoke it. And even if we do all of these things, this is the thing, we're only going to reduce rampage killers. We're not going to eliminate rampage killings. We can reduce the numbers of rampage killings by the dangerously mentally ill, but we're going to miss some of them. We're going to be in, it is a simple equation. You cannot stop these killers from doing their killing. They're going to go through a whole bunch of phases. They're going to do a whole bunch of things. And when they get to stage four, we'll talk about the stages here in a minute. When they get to stage four or five, they're gone. If they get to stage four, it's the dawn before the act, and on stage five, they're acting. And at that point, the only thing we can do is mitigate the damage that they're doing. And that means engaging them and disrupting their pattern. That means you have to start shooting rounds at them. And if you're in a public place or something like a grocery store or something, yes, you can try to withdraw and pull back and all that other stuff. And there's no duty for you to engage them. But just know this guy's going to, as long as this guy operates, he's going to kill four people a minute as long as he's uninterrupted. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing new relaxed guidelines for wearing masks outside.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul believes these guidelines could have came a lot sooner.
If you want to convince people who are skeptical that the vaccine works, show them that we have protection after we've been vaccinated. Show them after we've had the disease naturally that we have protection and have to don't be excoriating people to keep wearing masks after they already have immunity. Let people live again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Home prices in the United States are seeing their biggest jump in 15 years. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose in February by nearly 12%. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting to allegations against special climate envoy John Kerry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit, how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The State Department issuing a new travel advisory urging all Americans interested in leaving Afghanistan to do so ASAP. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Let's talk about the five stages of the active shooter, which is how they typically would refer to them. Active shooter is actually a term that I think has been stolen. When I go to the range, I'm an active shooter. I'm not a rampage killer, though. These guys are rampage killers. But let's... I'm talking about some of this stuff because we need to understand one thing very clearly. Somebody that's going to do this is going to do this. We might get lucky and catch him, but it all depends on where he falls in these five stages, which stage one is the fantasy stage. He begins to exhibit fantasies about hurting others when he's speaking or drawing or writing. He may post something online. And this is the best time to intervene. No criminal act has occurred yet. Nobody's been hurt. And at this particular stage, a potential rampage killer is crying out for help. If police are notified, he could get some help and just go to the hospital. No big whoop. And, we know this. Like with the Virginia Tech shooting, a panel was convened to review the circumstances leading up to that act. Finding of the study accuses the university of systemic failure to respond to Sung Hoo Cho, and his two-year history of mental health troubles on campus or to communicate effectively as Sung Hoo Cho, because he quit talking. And he murdered 32 students and faculty before he turned the gun on himself, and he used two handguns, a 9mm and a 22. Or the Gabby Gifford shooter. Jared Loftner was suspended from Pima County College. He was believed to be a danger to others. He appeared to be mentally ill or under the influence of drugs. He had a satanic altar in his backyard. Police documents released by the college indicated various instructors, students, and others described him as creepy, very hostile, suspicious, and someone who had a dark personality. He was not permitted to return to school until he could provide documentation by a mental health expert that he was not a threat to others. They did act appropriately to safeguard the school from his bizarre behavior. However, they failed to notify local law enforcement that this guy was considered a risk to others, which is exactly what happened with James Holmes in Aurora. His school was hot on his tail and was about to take him down as far, you know, medically, and he just quit school. And they said, oh, well, no, not our problem, no more. So, after the whole Pima County College thing happened, Representative Gabrielle Giffords was shot in the head when he opened fire outside of a grocery store during a constituents meeting. And he killed 6 and wounded 13. Then we go to the planning stage. Now the thoughts are replaced by action at this stage. He is making decisions about targets. Activities as to the when, the where, and the how are being coordinated. An individual planning a rampage killing incident may research topics on a computer or even write and publish a manifesto authorizing death warrants. The Aurora, Colorado shooter had a manifesto, which was discovered in the University of Colorado mailroom shortly after the tragedy. And reportedly, the shooter provided information and diagrams regarding his intentions, which they had to, you know, first of all, they had to disarm all of the booby traps in his dorm room. Intervention at this stage would bring all activity to a stop as well. The circumstances will dictate if medical treatment or legal action is required, depending on how far along he's gotten. Number 3 is the preparation stage. Now things are beginning to get dangerous, and the potential shooter devotes time to gather needed materials to complete the deadly task, like guns, for example. Items can be purchased to construct explosives. Ammunition can be acquired or purchased. He begins to practice his moves. The shooter is ensuring that he can carry out his plan. A potential active shooter tends to forewarn friends to stay away, as they did in Columbine. An alert range master, ammunition dealer, or other vendors may be key in identifying a potential rampage killer at this state. If law enforcement is notified of a potential shooter's suspected intention, there is a possibility they could intercede without a loss of life. That is the last. This is the last moment where things are easily done to intervene. Now we're in stage 4, which is the approach stage. Now we're in the dress rehearsal. This is very dangerous. Shooter is committed to carrying out his plan. He's headed toward his intended target. He probably has his weapons with him or secreted, you know, in a special place nearby. Law enforcement may unknowingly engage the shooter by initiating an unrelated traffic stop or may be directed to the shooter based on reported suspicious conduct. This is the last opportunity to intervene. There will be none others. This is the last time to overcome him before he acts out. This is the last time to keep him from becoming a criminal, although he's basically committing conspiracy at this point, though. And then it's too late with number 5, the implementation stage. This is where the shooter makes his breach. He makes his entry. The plan is in action. The shooting begins. For every minute this guy operates alone, he has the capacity, in most cases, from what we've seen in some of the studies out there, he's going to kill at least 4 people. He's not going to kill everybody he shoots, but he's going to kill 4 people every minute or so. Actually, what happened in Boulder, Colorado, is sort of puzzling to me because at some point this guy stopped shooting and started taking off his clothes. So I don't know what happened, and you know he's mentally ill, so I'm not supposed to know. 4 phases that came before this have already transpired, and now we're in the last one. And at this point, there's one of 2 outcomes that are going to come from this. One of 3 outcomes. If there is a armed citizen there, statistically speaking, if an armed citizen is present, when a rampage killer begins his rampage kill, the average loss of life is going to be 2.5. That's because we have to have our mind has to digest what we're saying. We have to put it into action. We have to draw. We're going to stick it out there, and we're going to start engaging the guy. And this will actually stop. When we do engage the guy, this is going to stop the killing because now he has something to shoot at that's shooting back. He's now engaged in combat instead of a massacre. And in most cases, if it's one person, they're going to go down. They're going to go down. They're probably going to run. They may commit suicide. But so you're either going to engage with him in there, he's going to commit suicide, or the law enforcement is going to have to take him down. If you wait on that, the average response time being 11.11 minutes, and I mean, these guys got there within four, but they didn't go in for like 30. In a lot of places, you know, Boulder, they didn't seem very impressive. But law enforcement over in other places has become very quick and very efficient and effective. But even then, this is a reactive action, and it tends to be too little too late. When the police get there, there's already people wounded or dead. They may find the shooter has taken his own life by the time they get there. The active shooter rampage killer phenomena is not going to be defeated without the education of law enforcement and workplace and school personnel and anywhere he targets, anywhere he goes. And the very best thing we can hope to do is to mitigate it by engaging him when he starts. We don't have the luxury of sitting back there going, well, I got 911 on speed dial. No, no. Because, you know, start the timer. Because if they get there in 3 minutes, which is way above the national average, they're still going to be late. And you're looking at what could be a minimum of 12 people dead. So implementing a TEPL agent prior to impacting an employer simply due to odd behavior may deter a rampage killer as well as save lives in the event they follow through with their planned act of violence. But when they get to number five, there is no intervention at that point. There is only action. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now, the points that I was trying to make earlier in the show is that a mentally ill person cannot be stopped. You can stop some, but you can't stop all. The Secret Service knows this about anybody who they would try to hurt the president or anybody in their charge. They know that somebody that is determined to do something is going to do it. Simply because you get out there and declare something a gun-free zone, or you have laws like universal background checks and assault weapon bans and red flag orders, does not mean that you're going to stop everything. Any of you out there that expect the government to take care of you in every waking moment, you are mistaken. In the event, the unfortunate, horrific event that you find yourself in one of these places, when one of these things begin to unfold, understand this. For all practical purposes, no one's coming. It's going to be up to you. If you're prepared, you will persevere. If you are not, then you better be fast, and you better be running. And, you know, remember this, a moving target is a hard-to-hit target. Because you're either going to be a defender or a target. That's all. One thing, though, that they're trying to do right now in Boulder, Colorado, because we also had a little coincidence happen there. There was a local ban put on personal defense weapons, semi-automatic Boxfeld magazine rifles, modern sporting rifles, AR-15s, or as they call them, assault weapons. That was put in place back in 2018. But just last week, a state judge blocked the ban from being enforced because it violated the state's firearm preemption law. And you've already got outlets like the New York Times and the Washington Post that are highlighting the judge's decision and inferring that had it been in place, maybe the shooting wouldn't have happened. Which is a bunch of junk. Why is it a bunch of junk? Well, because Boulder was alone in Colorado that had an assault weapons ban. They were alone in this. So if they had not lifted it, all this guy had to do was get in his car. He had freedom of movement. He was going wherever he wanted to go, whenever he wanted to go, despite his mental illness. And he would have gone somewhere where he could buy one. Like Aaron Alexis, the Naval Yard shooter. Remember him? Yeah. He went somewhere where he could buy a shotgun. And then he went and bought the shotgun. While we're all out there, there is no magic pill. There is no rabbit in the hat to pull out that is going to stop one of these things. There's only mitigation. There can only be mitigation. And it depends on what kind of mitigation. If you're willing to, sit around, I hear from people all the time that say, carrying a gun it's uncomfortable, it's this, it's that. It's such a hassle. It's all of those things. Except how many options do you want to have in your life if it comes to your life ending suddenly, terribly, violently? Do you want to have any options in that one? Back in 2018, the city of Boulder, Colorado, barred them as a way to prevent mass shootings like the one that killed 17 in a high school in Parkland, Florida. Where, once again, that kid fell through the cracks, too. 10 days after the ban was blocked in court, the city was rocked by their own tragedy. 10 people, including a Boulder police officer, were killed in a supermarket in the city's south end on Monday after the gunman opened fire, law enforcement officials said. Now, coming from certain outlets, we get this. As of early Tuesday, police have yet to identify the suspect or release any details about his weapon, although we know who he is now, how he purchased it, or if the ordinance would have prevented him from buying or possessing the weapon within city limits. A ordinance. These things, like I said earlier, they don't exist in isolation. You can't stop somebody from possessing something that is contraband. Right? I mean, just go check out the war on drugs, how that's working out. Now, the tragedy here is that 10 people died. That's it. That's the tragedy. Not the fact that the city's attempt to ban commonly owned weapons was struck down as a violation of the state's preemption law. It defies any sort of, credible thought pattern or anything to think that the suspect in this case would have abided by a law banning possession of his firearm inside the city limits, while at the same time he was willing to ignore the prohibition against murdering innocent people. Do you understand, when we talk about this, do you understand how difficult it is to get past that mental? Normal people just can't kill people. Normal people, when they kill people, even in self-defense, they go through a host of physiological trauma. I mean, they're going to be projectile vomiting. Their whole body's going to be one big knot. They're going to be crying. They're going to be blurting things out. They're going to have moments of anxiety. It's horrible. And that's if you were in the right. When you got somebody that's going to go out and buy a weapon and he's just going to walk around and stroll around and hunt people down, this is a mentally ill individual. You can't reason with him. You can't get out there. There's no way at that point to mitigate anything. Colorado State Representative Tom Sullivan, who ran for office after his son was killed in the Aurora movie theater shooting, said he helped lobby the State House in Denver for background checks and magazine limits. Neither Congress nor the state legislature, he noted, had the political capital to go as far as the Boulder City Council. He said, the assault weapons put the mass in the shootings, and that's where the numbers get up, and that's what gets the assault weapons that were able to fire as many rounds as were fired in the theater, in the schools, in Parkland. In Aurora, James Holmes killed most of the people that he killed with a pump shotgun because he didn't know how to operate an AR-15. He did shoot a lot of people with an AR-15. But he was using something called a beta mag, which is a little round mag where let's put 100 rounds in there. 30's not enough, let's put in 100. And he wounded a lot of people with him. But most of the people he killed up close and personal. He killed 8 people with a shotgun. He probably killed the first 6 with a shotgun. And I think he had a Remington 870. As for Mr. Sullivan's assertion that this type of firearm gets the numbers up, I've seen a lot, back to Virginia Tech, 32 dead, 2 handguns, 9mm, and 22. The other part of the problem here is it's not about the gun, it's the person. The person that's doing it is the problem. It would be nice if we lived in a political environment where the calls for new gun control laws at least waited until we learned the names of the victims. But that's not part of the messaging playbook, which depends on tap dancing in the blood of these tragedies for maximum political gain. And we haven't even been told by police whether, in fact, the AR-style rifle was used in this crime, because we know he had a semi-automatic handgun, too. But the gun ban is becoming fodder for state-level gun control activists like, name them, as well as for national gun control groups intent on passing the gun and magazine ban. That was the centerpiece of the Joe Biden wish list when he was running for president. The only problem with this, as I've stated and I will continue to state, is this. Gun bans won't stop crime. They won't stop killing. Gun control stops nothing. Stops? Well, okay, it will stop me and you. Or it will drive us to the black market. But it goes back to that old adage, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Well, you know. Duh. Because we can't, anybody that is going to rely on the government or the police to protect you, come on. Come on. Nobody's coming. Say that with me. Nobody's coming. You only have yourself to rely on. And you can do it. It happens 9,000 times a day. 9,000 times a day. You can do it too. You can do it as with as much. You can be as adept at it. You can be as competent at it as anybody can be. But you do have to do it. You do have to take the steps to do it. And getting out here and waiting on this, don't become a statistic. Don't be one of the people they tap dance in your blood. That is one thing I will not allow to happen to me. That's why I carry hardware that I probably, I'm probably overdoing it. Coming up next, it is going to be the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey, and she's bringing tactical poppins. Her name is Ashley Sullivan. She's bringing her with her. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.